This is TWiT.
Let's talk a little bit about what you thought about this week's announcements. First, let's start with my favorite, the iPad mini. It's back. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, to cover the week in general, it sounds counterintuitive, but I'm most excited about the announcements this week because they are kind of boring. but the reason for that is, you know, we get excited about all the great new Apple stuff that's in the keynotes and the new technologies and the innovation and new form factors. But most of that tends to serve the high end of the market. And these boring announcements have been few and far in between the past few years for Apple. And those things actually really serve the middle and lower segments of the market, which is the bulk of my customers. I want them to be getting good experiences with Apple devices because that's where I make my money, is selling them products on those devices. So, I mean, for the iPad in general, if you consider the story, if you walked into an Apple store last week to buy an iPad, if you're the kind of customer who maybe you were considering an iPad as a laptop replacement, wanted to do more productive things on it, you kind of had the option of the $329 entry-level machine, which is very serviceable, but doesn't integrate with the keyboard case or you know, some of those things. Or you had to make the jump to the iPad Pro, which really was going to put you out $900 to $1,200 by the time you bought it and the necessary accessories. And bringing those other options into the marketplace, like the Air in the middle tier with keyboard connectivity, or the Mini for someone who's more concerned with the portability, it's just great to see them serving those segments more substantially than they were.
And I'm curious to know, like, so when we're talking about the middle tier, so full disclosure, I am that Android guy. And by the way, I am wondering when you're going to bring drafts to Android. But anyways, I'm sure you get that question all the time, and it may be never, but there we go. Between the iPad mini and the iPad Air, they're both very much in a very attainable, you know, kind of price category. What is going to be the determination for someone between the two devices? Why is someone going to opt for one versus the other? And for the app that you're making, does that even matter? It's probably, your app is meant to service everything.
Obviously, my app will work on all those devices and work great. I do think that the person who is likely to pick the iPad mini is maybe a more traditional iPad customer who's looking to use it for content consumption, for reading, for watching videos. You know, it probably will be the most popular device for kids from Apple, for the coming years. I think the Air is going to serve more of that professional market. Having the keyboard case is really a game changer for the way you could use an iPad. And if people have used iPads in the past without a keyboard, it's far more of a game changer than pencil compatibility in terms of actually being able to do a lot of work on that device. So I think that's big for my market, which is more of a productivity app. And well, clearly it's a text editor, so having a keyboard is a big deal. But I think that people who make that jump to that device will find the iPad plays a whole different role in their life than they realized it would.
Well, now, why do you think Apple chose to make these announcements this way? It's very different than what they normally do.
Well, because they're not very splashy. I mean, they could have announced them as, you know, part of their event next week, but it's probably off topic for the other things they're planning to announce. And it's not something anybody's going to get really excited about. That's not a bad thing. These are great updates. You know, also the case with the iMac, where if you had gone to buy one last week, you were getting 2-year-old components and now you're getting new ones. It's in the same box. It looks the same. It's nothing new to show on stage, but it doesn't really need to be. I mean, the iMac has more or less reached perfection form factor wise for that type of device. So really they just need to be making those spec bump updates so that those middle and lower end customers who come in to buy a Mac are getting something that's going to be viable for 5 to 8 years or whatever an iMac usually services in a workplace or a home.
Yeah, not only that, Apple is, they are masters at understanding how to control kind of the media, you know, how the media works around technology reporting, right? They start a week before their big announcement, trickle out these announcements day after day, every day a new product. Each time, like knowing that there's a big announcement that Apple has coming next week, all of those articles, all those, you know, those write-ups about these particular products happening each and every day, they're going to mention that event next week because they're, oh, by the way, this is all ahead of. So Apple knows how to play that game. I don't know how deeply Apple goes in, as far as, you know, rolling out these announcements with competitors, but Google had a big announcement earlier this week. Apple's just really good at marketing its products, and I think this is a big component to it. Absolutely, you know, this is a prime example of it. But that new iMac, it's really interesting, you know, to point out that just last week you'd be getting two-year-old spec, and now you're getting this brand new, you know, updated version of the iMac, which looks really nice. This, I imagine, in past years would have possibly meant less to you because your app wasn't working on the Mac, but now it will be. So what are you excited about here?
I want more people using Macs. I use Macs all day long myself, obviously, developing apps, whether for iOS or the Mac. It's beneficial all around. And I do think that that market is mostly portable now. People want laptops, and Apple's been doing a better job of keeping the laptops up to date. But there's still a huge chunk of the market that's going to use those desktop systems, wants the big display. And, you know, that's why I said earlier, I wish they would do more of these boring updates. Mm-hmm. That it's almost embarrassing that they went 2 years, you know, without spec bumping those machines. And I would like to see them do a little less focus on the major form factor revisions and do a little more focus, especially in the Mac marketplace, on doing those periodic minor updates. And I'm sure that that has a lot to do with their reliance on Intel's roadmap and things like that, that make it more difficult for them to work the way they like to work inside of Apple, where they control all the hardware from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. But it's the reality of the marketplace. So,
sure.
So people were guessing that maybe today we would have laptops, new laptops. Maybe tomorrow we'd have that Air Power, the thing that they've been talking about forever, where you can charge your Apple Watch and your iPhone and your AirPods. But we haven't seen anything today yet. Do you think that they're going to be releasing anything these last 2 days of the week?
I don't know. It's pretty clear nothing today, and I would tend to say nothing tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if, since it's become a big enough issue, the delay on the Air Power, that they might not include it in their event next week, just even if it's as a footnote, rather than doing a press release on it. But you never know. They're always surprising us. But I assume once they took the day off today, they won't have anything tomorrow. Seems unlikely.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. Are you an AirPods user? Are you excited for the wireless charging kind of coming with the newer version of the AirPods? What do you think?
I am one of that sad 15% of the population whose ears do not get along with the standard size AirPod. Mm-hmm. I do have a set. I like them. I use them at my desk for phone calls, but if I try to actually do anything like take a walk with them, they fall out of my ears. So I'm less excited than I might be otherwise. I do think that that's interesting that Apple hasn't even thought about, well, sure they thought about, but done anything to address that, especially with a company that focused so much on accessibility and in so many aspects of their products. It seems surprising that people's ears are not something they're more aware of.
I'm with you. They don't fit in my ears either. And I also just use them at my desk. And I tried to run with them one time, and I chronicled it by how many times they fell out, and I couldn't find them, and I went looking for them. But you're right. I mean, it feels like we weird-shaped ear people. Give us a chance, Apple. That's what I say.
Your ears are doing it wrong. That's what's going on.
Oh, I tried a few of those, the third-party silicone things, mm-hmm. and stuff you could put on them, but it's almost useless when you can't get them back in the charging case with those things right. on. It's way too fiddly to make it worth it.
Yeah. I have
my
tried
son loves
too.
His, though. They're hardly ever out of his ears.
Oh, so weird shaped ears is not genetic then. Good to know.
I guess not.
Greg,
or maybe he hasn't finished growing into his weird shaped ears.
Yeah.
Perhaps
falling out for him in a year.
He should live it up while he can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.